morning. Good morning to everybody. And thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad to be on air with you guys. You do not understand how you make my day. I mean, Wednesdays, I look so forward to it. I look forward to working with my producer, Doug. I look forward to working with, you know, my co-host, Gina G. I look forward to all of the guests and the monthly people that come on with their segments. My team, I just love every last one of them. Jeff and Domencia and Elizabeth, I just appreciate you. Minister Alicia, I love every last one of you, and I just can't thank you enough for just all that you do. I mean, it's just appreciated. I really want to just show just deep just gratitude and appreciation for just, you know, every one of you. Minister Estelle, I'm sorry, Alicia's on my mind. Minister Estelle, for being a part of Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. She does the poetry, amazing minister of God. But anyway, I just want to just say thank you, and just, you know, thank you for tuning in, and thank you for helping make this show number one, a number one internet show. I'm telling you, I keep getting reports every, like, 3 or 4 months, letting us know, you know, just how much the listeners, you guys are expanding geographically. I just can't thank you enough for telling your friends, your family, your coworkers, everybody, man. That's just so awesome to me. And I just feel so honored and so blessed. And I'm going to talk about that in ministerial minute. But first, I want to just tap into the weather like we do every week. Today in D.C., mostly cloudy, 71 degrees is our high today. I feel like London right now. This is actually our high. We're not going any higher, folks. We're going down. Let me say our low is going to be in the 50s. We are going to be a low 59 all throughout the night. So just wanted to share that with you in case you are dressed and you're going somewhere this evening. Please dress with some kind of layer because it is going to be a little cool this evening. Detroit, Michigan, you are at 61 degrees and you got a high. Your high is going to be 70 degrees. You going up. Richmond, Virginia, you're 72 degrees and your high is going to be 77. Jacksonville, Florida, shout out to Kevin Jackson. My friend, he is doing really well, you guys. I've been having you pray for him. He is coming along with his just development. His healing is happening. He is just pulling through. God is so amazing. He's a walking miracle. Today in Jacksonville, Florida, 82 degrees is the high today. And you are mostly cloudy today. And we got London. Your high is right now at 72 and you are sunny. That's the hottest I've even been able to witness, you guys. Atlanta, Georgia, you are 80 degrees and sunny. Your high is going to be 84 degrees and you got no clouds in the sky whatsoever. You don't have any. Augusta, Georgia, shout out to iHeartRadio, DJ Fats and the crew. You are right now at 83 degrees and your high is going to be at 90 at 6 p.m. Jeez, oh Pete. Another Columbia, South Carolina, you're 83 degrees and that's your high right now. You are sunny. All right, if I didn't name you, Fayetteville, North Carolina, Miami, Atlantic City, Myrtle Beach, all of you guys, Charlotte, North Carolina, and Florida, you just keep getting rain, man. Las Vegas, all of you guys, I just want to send a shout out to you. If I did not name your country or your city, Africa, Laos, all of you places, England, the UK, Australia, all of you guys, I love you so much for listening. Listen, today is the day that the Lord has made, and you shall rejoice and be glad in it. Your day is great, no matter if it's rain or sunshine. God is still in control. All right. So I want to give a shout out to one of our sponsors. I love her. If you've ever seen any of my outfits, any of them, and see me in action on stage, everyone always tells me they love my blouses, my outfits, my pants, my skirts, all things, my purses, some of my glasses. Then you need to know that I get all of my stuff from my blouses from the Chic Shack at 1238 8th Street Northeast, Washington, D.C. You can find them online at www.thechicshack.com or IG on Instagram at The Chic Shack and Facebook also The Chic Shack. You got to check them out. I love, love, love every outfit. Domencia, she's a fashion stylist and she can help you right on out. She can help you with the new and the vintage. She can bring it all together and make you look popping. All right? So you got to go check out The Chic Shack at thechicshack.com and go check out their Instagram. They always got pictures and everything at The Chic Shack. All right. Thank you so much. All right. We're going to go right into Ministerial Minute. I want to touch into Kate Spade. I'm just going to go shoot from straight from the heart and whatever the Lord gives me. It's just a sad situation to me. For those of you that don't know, Kate Spade is, she's known for her purses and shoes and just accessories, scarves and everything, sunglasses and whatnot. Kate Spade is a designer. And I was told recently that they sold the company to Coach. But what I want to tap into today is, I mean, she was also a philanthropist. She, you know, did a lot of community gifts, functions and things like that. Very community oriented, giving young lady, loved by everybody. I mean, just loved by everybody. Never heard anything disrespectful, anything bad with her. No scandals, no none of that. And yet and still there was a tragedy that happened yesterday at 10 a.m. around 10 a.m. the 10 a.m. hour, I would say, she committed suicide. It's reported that she allegedly committed suicide. Allegedly, there is a note that she wrote to her family, her daughter. Her daughter was actually in school at the time when this happened. I was told through the news report that her husband was actually in the house when this happened. I just want to say one thing. You know, the responses that I'm getting is that, you know, she had money and, you know, what's wrong and what could be the problem? Well, money doesn't heal. It doesn't heal. It can help the doctors. It can help, you know, keep the lights on, a roof over your head. It can help you do things, extraordinary things and things that you desire. But yet and still, it does not cure the soul. I just believe that when people commit suicide, and I'm not a doctor, I have my doctorate's degree in theology, so I'm not a physician. But I can say from experience that depression and loneliness and suppression and oppression spiritually, emotionally, and mentally is real. You know, I'm going to be a little transparent with this. I think it's horrible that a person could be tormented so unto their death. I find it breaks my heart. It grieves my spirit. This is not something that God would want for any of us to be tormented beyond that measure. Beyond measure to that point. And to leave her 13-year-old daughter. I have a 13-year-old son. I'm not married. I don't know what the relationship was with her husband. But I know that you can have people around you and still feel extremely lonely. You can have everything look like everything is going great and still feel like it's just, you just feel empty. I know that depression comes from a lot of disappointment, a lot of discouragement. And even though you can be successful in so many areas and so many great things could be happening in your life, it may not be a sickness to most people on the outward part. Like you're not struggling with cancer or you're not struggling with, you know, any illnesses or breaks in your body or hip replacements or knee replacements or any of that stuff. And you may not have had a head, you know, trauma in a car accident, or, you know, you may not be homeless and you may not, you know, be going through a divorce. So you may not, you know, your kids may not be acting up, but some people have a thing called emotional disorder or struggle with things internally. And a lot of people don't understand that. And people are so quick to say, get over it, you know, and why are you so upset? Or why are you so worried? Or don't you know who you are? Or don't you know what you do? And don't you, And people don't understand that, you know, it could be generational. It could be something from a trauma. You know, I know for me, even though there's books and there's, you know, fitness DVDs and there's so many things happening, there's still struggles. You know, people struggle with things. And my traumas were that my father died when I was 5. I was molested when I was 10. And my father was a man and I was molested by a man. And, my thing, you know, that I have, you know, that I wrestle with God with and that I constantly pray for deliverance for and have to work my faith in is that, you know, those voids, and trusting God to fill those voids. And it saddens me when people that are anointed or gifted are so not understood. It saddens me so bad that, you know, that people don't make an effort to try to listen or try to understand or pray for or, you know, just be there. You know, people just assume that because you are successful that you don't have any needs. And I just, you know, really pray that not only the church, but people, you know, that you really take time out to just make a phone call or send a text or DM, you know, because you just never know. People pour out so much and you just assume that they are okay. And that's not always the case. Now, I have been so close to wanting to just give up, throw in the towel, wish that the wind would just blow me away, literally, because of the internal torment that goes on. And it's very hard every day. But like I say, people have things. And for those that have things that you can't see, you know, just don't assume, you know, just don't assume, because I'm sure with all of the pouring out and, you know, having a 13-year-old at 55 years old and, you know, just the responsibilities of day to day and all of that, you know, it's just not a money problem. It's not a people issue. It's just something within the soul. And only God can heal it. Only God can deliver it. And I'm telling you, for me, you know, that I don't ever give up, that I don't turn to vices to try to, you know, hurt myself or any of that. I just go to God. I might call someone and ask them to talk to me or pray for me or, you know, whatever. But at the end of the day, I always feel like my ultimate healer is my Father God. And I just pray against it. I talk to God. I just have faith that He's my healer and that I will be healed. Now, I'm not saying that every day is difficult, but there are times where I am so tried by the devil, that I am so tried by just his, you know, his vices, his minions or whatever. And ultimately, he wants you to think that you're not worth anything, that you're not making a difference, that, you know, your life doesn't matter. And, you know, if you died, nobody would care. And, you know, he lies to you in that way. And you have to fight those lies. You can't believe not one lie. And I want to encourage you that if you are struggling, trust me, you are not by yourself. You are not alone. And I know for a fact that I've come so far because of the grace and mercy of my Father God. And I know that it makes me stronger, that I'm able to help you guys and encourage you that no, it may not be completely over, but I'm telling you, it gets better. it gets better. And when the time comes that you are totally healed from that torment, you will know. You will feel the peace that passes all understanding. You will have joy, unspeakable joy, love. You will receive the love of God. What I have to do every day is ask God to teach me how to love him. Teach me how to receive it. Teach me how to receive pure love, unadulterated love, unconditional love. I've never experienced that. I know he gives it to us, but I've never been able to, I don't know how to receive it. So I ask him every day to teach me how to do that because I want to live. I want to live. And I know that Kate Spade wanted to live too. And I know so many others, I can name them, Zachary Tim, Whitney Houston, so many people, they wanted to live. They just didn't know how. You know, and that's where you have to press into God, because my faith is that he will teach me how, and I know he's the answer. So I can't look for it anywhere else. For me to get what he's already promised that I have access to, for me to reach it, for me to tap into that, I have to believe his report. I have to believe his truth. I have to remain in him. I have to, you know, communicate with him, read his word. And every time I do, I get filled up. Now, I don't know how deep this darn void thing is. I really don't. I don't know how many darn things has been rooted in there that he, you know, we got to pluck out. But I know one thing. I have a 13-year-old that I've got to live for. He trusted me with him. So I can't allow life to just sweep me over and take me out. I can't allow the enemy to come in and take my life. It doesn't belong to him. He doesn't decide when my time is up. Only God does. So I take this opportunity to talk about Kate Spade. My heart grieves for her, you know, for her family, for those that admired her, her employees, every person that has lost someone special in this woman. And I take the time out to say that in my journey, it's been several attempts, several times the enemy tempted me to give up on life and to throw in the towel. And I'm telling you, it's just God. He loves us so much that he will fight the enemy for you. You just got to let him do it. You can't give in to the lies of the enemy. You just got to fight. So I hope to save someone today and know that I love you and that I understand. Trust me, I do. I understand. And I know that it will get easier every day. You just got to let him do it for you, okay? And I just pray right now in the name of Jesus. I'm sorry, y'all. It's just one of those days. I just pray right now that God just gives you peace, that you get rest in your soul. I pray for healing in your soul. I pray for a divine encounter with God Almighty, that he will minister to you, that he will show you visions and dreams, that he will shower you with his love, that you will receive the blood of Jesus that covers you and holds you and protects you, that you will read the word. I pray that God will draw you closer to him and that he will remove everything that would try to hinder or block him from reaching you. I plead the blood of Jesus over your mind, body, and soul. And I thank God for people that love you. I thank God that right now that he is tugging at their hearts to let them know that you're not okay, that you do need a phone call, that you do need them to reach out, and that they are patient with you, that they will listen to you, and that they will hear what you're saying, that they will hear you, that they will hear your heart, and that they will speak encouragement over you, that they will speak life into you. And I speak life into right now in the name of Jesus. You shall live. You shall live. You shall live healed, and you shall be whole in the name of Jesus. You shall be free from all vices that want to trap you and bind you and keep you depressed and suppressed. I break that off of you right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank God that he is sending angels to you right now to just ministering angels and healing angels. And Holy Spirit, have your way. May your presence fill the place wherever they are. If they are in the car right now, if they are in their homes right now, I plead the blood of Jesus. And I thank you for your presence, your glory, Father, filling that place in the name of Jesus. I pray for a quick turnaround, a quick restoration and a quick replenishing. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you and we praise your name, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Okay, y'all, we're going to take a commercial break real quick, and then we're going to go right into with Gina G. I know she's been waiting, and she's connecting with us in right now. So we'll take a commercial break, and we'll get with Gina G.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16, 19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Hey, what's up, good people? This is your boy, Jason Champion, Mr. Are You Ready? And right now, you're tuned in to my homegirl, Dr. Gina's Chat. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Almost perfect. It's actually Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
That's right. My bad.
Okay, we'll try it again. Here we go.
What's up, everybody? This is Jason Champion, Mr. Are You Ready? Listen, you are tuned in to my homegirl right now. I'm listening. You should be listening. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, hottest show. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
All right. Gina G, what's going on, girl?
Well, hello, hello, hello. How are you doing this morning? I hear that you are cleansing. That's what I heard. I heard a nice cleansing. And ain't nothing wrong with cleansing. That's all I got to say this morning. Thank you for your words of encouragement. I mean, I'm feeling good. So I know you feeling good and cleansed. So I just want you to know that I love you. And if you ever need to talk, please call me. I don't care the hour or the day. Please call me and chit-chat, because life without Dr. Gina, I don't know what I would do. Because you've changed my life in this year and a half, me knowing you. So I just want to let you know that I appreciate you and Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, everybody behind the scenes and on the scenes. So there go my peace. I had to let it be said.
Yeah, it was just so sad, you know, because so many people don't know, you know, people go through stuff, and it breaks my heart when people say, well, mm-hmm. they had all that money and they had all of this, and they, you know, but that's out stuff. That's stuff that, right. you know, the gifts and callings are without repentance. So that's stuff that they just do without even a thought. You know what I mean? It's just a gift, mm-hmm. you know, but people don't realize the cost that it's a cost. And, you know, some people go, you know, they got peace, but they might be, you know, might be, their battle might be health, you know, but they happy, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. you know, it's a cost.
That's real.
It's a cost of everything, mm-hmm. you know? So,
and I never thought how serious it was, because I posted on Facebook, you know, about mental illness and depression. And, you know, and I always like to say that I'm in control of my happiness, you know, because nobody, you know, being happy has nothing to do with another person. Being right. happy is an inner thing. It's you. It's your relationship with God, you know, or your relationship with their higher, because everybody, you know, has their choice, you know, their higher power. But I had someone comment and say, Well, you know, well, I'm glad that, you know, you feel like you're in control. And, you know, sometimes I wake up and I think I'm in control, but I'm not in control. And, you know, it just, you know, it just makes me feel like, well, wow, what are these people really going through? Or, you know, what demons are they battling? Or, you know, who are they really talking to? Because some people say they talk to God now. And people will tell you, oh, girl, I'm praying for you, but I ain't never praying for you. It sounds good to say I'm praying for you, but they not really praying for you. So, you know, I just wonder a lot of times what people are thinking. And even Kate Spade, I mean, she left a note for her 13-year-old daughter and told her, you know, it's not her fault, you know. But how can you, you know, say that in a letter, and then when she comes home, you know, just the emotions, you know, what happens on the after? Because you can't control her emotions and how she's feeling at 13 years old because you're gone. You're not there to console her. You're not there to completely apologize. So it's just a lot. So you broke it down this morning. And yeah. On that note, on my what she say, now my what she say ain't got nothing to do with it. I'm gonna try to lighten it up just a little bit, because the half of these women out here, and I don't know if I discussed it yet, but I think it's a big epidemic, and I don't know if I discussed, but I want to discuss it again. But ladies, no, this gonna be to the fellas. I'm tired of y'all supporting these reveal parties. I don't know, Dr. Gina. Look, I don't know if I didn't spoke upon it before, but it is killing me that people, what happened to the baby shower being the reveal party? Didn't the doctor tell you what you was having at the hospital when your ultrasounding, and then you had your colors at your baby shower, you put your pink up or your blue, and everybody know to bring a gift for the boy. I'm not going to three parties. I just want everybody to know this summertime, don't invite me to the reveal. Then we got the baby shower, and then we got the baby is here party. I'm not doing all three of them. Back in the day, you had a carton of Napoleon Neapolitan ice cream. You had a vanilla cake. You had a couple balloons and some pizza. And there go your party, your baby shower, and the game. Y'all spending all, and nobody getting married. I mean, nobody is getting married. Y'all done spent all this money on baby shower reveals, and ain't no wedding. Listen to me, people. I'm speaking from my heart, a pure heart. Quit it. I'm stop looking on Instagram and Facebook and balloons popping out, people throwing balls and they're hitting balls. They getting real deep. Now they going diving in the water. Girl, you pregnant. Get up out that water and stop trying to dive and see what your baby is for you and the baby don't make it out the pool. Y'all got to cut spending money on things that are unnecessary. Your baby don't even know what's going on. Baby in the womb still sucking his thumb. Don't know about a reveal party or a baby shower. Then when the baby come out, you ain't got no money to put aside for college. You ain't got no money to put aside. And then the first birthday, Lord Jesus, the first birthday party be more extravagant than the reveal party and the baby shower. All put in one. Y'all need to stop spending all these monies on these unborn and one-year-old children. That's not what she say, Dr. Gina, because I'm telling you, if it ain't for all this stuff going on with these basketball players and these playoffs, and if it's not, you know, all the information now coming out on K-Spade, it's in the middle. It's these reveal parties and baby showers. I'm like, I can't get some real news out here in the world. What's really going on? What you say? Yeah, I said it. Just have your baby, please, and make sure you got enough money to circumcise your son, because that costs $300-$400 right when the baby born. You ain't even got money for that because you done spent $1,700 on your outfit at the reveal party. I'm sick of this, Dr. Gina. I'm sick of it. If I would be depressed, I'd be depressed about all this money y'all spending on unnecessary
stuff. Yeah, I mean, that's some new stuff, the reveal party. I don't know anything about none of that.
And I thank that's God for stuff. That, because I'm telling you, it's too much. Wait till you go on there and see. Dr. Gina, people spending a lot of money. I think that's the thing now. You know, that's the new generation. You know, it's unnecessary money. You know, live fast. You know, die young. I don't know what it is about this generation, but... Honey, they wasting money. Ain't nobody putting no stocks and bonds. Ain't nobody putting no money in the Starbucks now that they got their day that they gonna close down for black diversity to teach you how to treat black folks when they come in the Starbucks. And I'm gonna tell you how to treat black folks when they come in the Starbucks. Leave them alone. They probably only in there to charge their laptop to get away from home, their baby mama or their baby daddy or their kids, or they really are running a business just like everybody else that goes into Starbucks on their meetings. All you got to do with black folks is leave them alone. That's it. Ask them if they need something. If they say no, then leave them alone. That's the best way to handle a black person in Starbucks. Y'all, they didn't have to shut down Starbucks for a whole day to train nobody on how to treat black people. Just leave them alone. That's it. How you doing? You don't need none? All right, y'all, go on about your business. The same way you treat everybody else. So this generation, Dr. Gina, I always pray for this generation and my sons, because both of our sons are about a year apart, so they're going through the same motions on, you know, what you got to wear to school, how popular you got to be, you know, what drug to take and not take to make you cool, and what to do and what, you know, I know our boys are going through that, you know, from middle school to high school, and we have to pray for our youth. We have to pray for this generation and our kids, because it's serious. If it's not another school shooting, you know, it's somebody, you know, getting beat up by the police that's from prom, you know, on their prom night, you know, getting harassed by police. So, Dr. Gene, we got to pray for our youth. We definitely have to.
Well, we sure do, because yesterday an incident happened while I was driving, and I was behind these two young guys in this car, and they were, like, sitting at the light. Like, I waited and waited, you know, a few minutes. And I just did a light toot, dun, dun, like that. And the guy stuck his finger up at me on the passenger side. And they're going the same direction that I'm going in. And then I noticed that he was peeking behind, like looking like he was aiming something at me.
Wow.
And, you know, like how in the movies, how they, you know, they ducking. And then they, like, you know, they turn around in the window, like, you know, they're turning to the right. I'm talking about the passenger. So he's turning around to his right, and he's ducking down. And there's something that he's pointing out of the window. And he's got his face down as if he's, like, in a shootout. So he's ducking so he can shoot, but he won't get shot at. You know what I'm saying? He won't get hit.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I'm like, okay, the blood of Jesus, because I know this has been a rough season. I know the devil been real busy with me. I mean, real busy. And I just keep saying, Lord, you must got something on the other side of this, because the devil trying to take me out. I don't know what's going on. I don't know, but you know. So I just pleaded the blood over me and cover me. But, I mean, I saw... I didn't know what was going to happen. You know what I mean? Like, I was pleading the blood. Like, okay, this
because
could go down.
Because these kids are dangerous.
Yeah, this could
be dangerous, and they don't care.
So let me tell you. So I'm driving because I'm staying back a distance, but I see him keep turning around, taunting me. Like, you know, smiling and like, yeah, I see you. I see you. So then he sticks his hand out of the window, like shaped like a gun, out of his out of the sunroof. And he literally clicks his thumb like he's shooting me. Like,
wow.
Yeah, it was, that was yesterday.
Wow.
And
I'm tooting my horn.
I tooted on. So I called the police. Yes, I did. Wow. And I called the police and gave them the tag, because I was not certain or not if there was a real gun pointed at me at the first time.
That's right.
I'm serious. Right. It looked like it was a real gun. It was black. So it wasn't a finger, it was actually black. So yeah, that was, you know, our kids, I just, you know, started praying.
They have no respect.
I was just praying, because it's no respect. They don't care if you got kids, they don't care, you know, they don't care how old you are. It's these young kids that just have given up on life. They haven't seen anything but videos and drugs and, you know, money and strippers, and they don't have no hope, no talent, no gifts, no nothing. It's either you playing a sport, or you rapping, or you a drug dealer. That's the bottom line. And if they don't have no connections to get on TV, then they'll sell drugs. That's the quickest way. And, you know, be famous in a strip club. I mean, I know the streets. So it's not like I don't know the streets. I mean, my decision at that time was that I can sit up here and do something, or I can just pray about it. And I chose this time for the first time in my life to do something and pray about it. I said, well, because I don't know if they are carrying a gun. And if they are that bold, the passenger, not even the driver now, to even do something like that, I don't know if they own their way to go clock somebody or if they just left from clocking somebody. They clearly didn't care that I can clearly see his face and that I can see this license plate. They just don't care. They don't even care that I might have been an undercover cop. They don't even know if I was a cop on duty that was off duty. They don't even know.
There's just no respect. And it's, and I do believe it's the music. I believe it's the stuff that's on TV. Because I look on TV, there is nothing good on television. Nothing. I go through that remote and I look to see, you know, what me and my son can watch together. There is nothing. We have to really resort to going to TV One and watching The Cosby Show, Good Times, 227, Sister, Sister. I mean, we literally, Family Matters, we literally have to watch 90s television if we want to watch anything together.
Shout out to TV One.
There's nothing. Because there's nothing on this. You got all the Housewives, which is a guilty pleasure of mine. But it's still, if your kids are up during the school day at 10 o'clock being able to watch this type of stuff, where are the rules and boundaries? Hey, first of all, I used to have to be in the bed at 8 o'clock.
Right.
When I was growing up.
Well, we got to shift gears for a second because we got a professional fitness trainer,
right.
Elizabeth Brooks, coming up now. No, we'll pick back up after that because we got to get our fitness 5-minute fitness stuff today. We got to get that. But first, before she comes on, Salon Dewan. Salon Dewan. Dewan is actually accepting insurance, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Kaiser, Cigna, and more. Have you been diagnosed with breast or cervical cancer or any illness that causes hair loss? Do you have thinning hair? They offer low cost to free wigs and hair pieces to those with severe hair loss through your insurance company. If you are interested in this, Dewan puts a mean wig together and she can put them tracks in real good and she styles amazing and got products that she makes her own self. The products are excellent. Detangler, edge control, all of that amazing products. Call Dewan at Salon Dewan at 202-802-3098. Again, 202-802-3098 at Salon Dewan. All right, Elizabeth Brooks, 5 minutes of fitness. What you got for us today?
Hey, Gina, how you doing?
Hey, girl.
How are you guys doing? Listen, I am so excited to be on today. You know, I'm always excited because I'm on a mission to get people to think correctly about their fitness. And I have been thinking about HIIT workouts all week. Yesterday, I did a HIIT workout, and I wanted to talk today about HIIT workouts. And probably a lot of people are thinking about these workouts because people are thinking about how can they more effectively work out with less time. And HIIT workouts are just a huge phenomena over the last 5 to 10 years. So let's talk about what HIIT is. First of all, HIIT, H-I-I-T, stands for High Intensity Interval Training. And it can sound a little intimidating. Okay, I know particularly for people who are older working out. A lot of young people are doing these workouts and they love them. But I want to remind people that the research shows that HIIT workouts are best at any age and they have an amazing anti-aging benefit for those of us that are 40 years and older. So I really want to encourage our older adults and after the age of 40, I want to encourage these people, whether you're male or female, to start getting into HIIT workouts. I just want to talk about them a little bit, give you a little bit of guidance before you get into these workouts. And basically what HIIT workouts are about, they're about briefly pushing your body to the max, okay, as high as you can get your heart rate for very short, brief periods of time. And those brief periods of time can range from 15 seconds to 30 seconds to 40 seconds with brief periods of rest in between. So a classic HIIT workout that a lot of people are always talking about are those 8-step workouts where they're normally called Tabata. Tabata is a classic HIIT workout where you do 20 seconds of work, 10 seconds of rest, and you do 8 sets of that. And so you have 4 minutes of continuous work with those 10-second intervals in between to give you rest. Some of the benefits of HIIT workouts is increased cardiovascular and respiratory strength, okay? Remember, when you hear cardiovascular exercise, that's cardiovascular means heart and lungs. So these workouts can make your heart and lungs stronger. They help improve respiration, that's the rate at which you breathe, and take in oxygen. So we want to remember that HIIT workouts can easily substitute over steady-state cardio exercises. Steady state is when you go out and you go for a long walk for whatever, 30 minutes to an hour, or you go for a run for 30 minutes, those are all, and you do it all at the same pace. That is steady state cardio. HIIT workouts have been shown to be even more effective at improving your cardiovascular endurance than those workouts. In addition, some of the other benefits of HIIT workouts are they really help you reduce fat because you start tapping into fat stores as a fuel source, your body does, that is, when you're doing these workouts. And they really do help with the reverse signs of aging within your cells. There's all this research out there that shows that people who do high-intensity workouts, the improvement in their bodies is on a cellular level. And this is a big deal, okay? So we're not just doing workouts like going out there and doing cardio all the time. You're really starting to tap into those higher ranges in your heart rate, your maximum heart rate ranges, and starting to activate, beneficial effects on a cellular level. In addition to that, I want to remind people that if you're going to do these HIIT workouts, if you're going to be on a timer, remember you need to stay on point with the time. The time is a really big part of it. But one thing that might help you is getting a heart rate monitor. And heart rate monitors help us track progress. There are tons and tons of great heart rate monitors on the market right now. There are Holter heart rate monitors with the chest strap and the sensors. There are Garmin heart rate monitors. Fitbit has several heart rate monitors. Samsung has heart rate monitors. So if you are not really good at keeping your heart rate or knowing where your heart rate should be when you're doing these workouts, you're trying to keep your heart rate in between that 70 to like 85, 90% your maximum heart rate. A heart rate monitor can really help you with that. Basically, when you get one, all you're doing is setting the heart rate monitor with your weight, your height, your age, your gender, and you get going. And it will give you a sense of where your heart rate should be when you're doing workouts. And when you hear that beep, 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 beep going on, you know, okay, I'm at the maximum that I should let my heart rate go, and I can keep it in this range. You're trying to keep that heart rate between 70, 75%, and 90% your maximum heart rate when you're doing these HIIT workouts. And just don't forget, anytime you work out, not only HIIT workouts, but weight training workouts, whether you're going to do your regular cardio, you're going to warm up beforehand. Always warm up, everybody. Give yourself a good 5 to 10 minutes to warm up. If you're not sweating when you start your exercise routine, you're not warm. That's how your body tells you that it's warm. You actually start a slight sweat. And always remember afterwards to give yourself a good stretch, particularly for the muscle groups that you just finished working. But I would include leg muscles. If you did push-ups, you want to stretch out the chest, all those kinds of things. One great tool, if you don't have any ideas or if there's not a gym around you that's doing HIIT workouts, is to go onto YouTube, type in, HIIT workouts. You'll see a number of really, really great HIIT workouts. And start with a small HIIT workout, like a 15-minute HIIT workout, and try it out and see how you like it. Oftentimes, most HIIT workouts, you don't need a lot of equipment for it. Okay, so I really wanted to talk about HIIT workouts, that high-intensity interval training, people. And I want you to think correctly about your fitness. Start incorporating some more high-intensity workouts into your exercise routine, not just steady-state cardio, but getting those heart rates up into those upper 85, 90% maximum heart rate ranges. Okay?
Yeah, I think that's good because a lot of people really struggle with hip issues. You know, and what is the cause of the hip replacements and stuff? What's going on with that?
People are sitting more than ever. And even if the people around you are very fit and exercising. Most of America is not exercising. The population is now 60% overweight to obese. 60% of the population now. Those numbers are not going down. They're getting worse. And one of the primary reasons is because we're sitting too much. Our bodies are not designed to sit a lot. So you're putting all this pressure on your pelvis and back. And then you add not exercising into that. The hips are getting weak. And that's a primary cause of increased arthritis into the hip joint and loss of range of motion and strength.
We can't
fit people. We can't fit.
Right.
If you find yourself sitting for longer than about an hour, it's time to get up. Every hour you should have a routine. Okay, I'm gonna get up and I'm gonna do 10 jumping jacks. I'm gonna touch my toes and then I'm gonna go back to work. We just are sitting way too much.
Wow. I did not know.
I didn't want to depress anybody. It's not intended to be depressing. It's just intended to be informative. And the more information you have, the better choices you can make. So even if you make small adjustments in, you know, I love these HIIT routines because you only have to do 15 minutes. You get up first thing in the morning, 15-minute workout. It doesn't have to be a long length of time, but you really worked your heart and lungs and your muscles really, really well.
Because the girl that I know had a hip replacement. I mean, you know, she believes in God, but you know, she's not living the life. And she thought it was because she was having rough sex. Honestly, that's what she said.
Because she was having rough sex? Is that what you
said?
Yeah,
she said that she needed to have a hip replacement because she said that she was having rough sex.
But now
that you're telling me, I do see, because I mean, especially when you're really hippie, when you have a big butt and you got a lot of hips and you don't exercise and or you sit a lot and then you end up standing a lot. Because I think she actually worked a job where she sat a lot and then she would do hair on the weekends and just stand. You know, on her, you know, stand and do hair at home. Right. So now I can see how, but even with not getting adjusted, like I was telling you before with working out for me, I did a lot of bottom workout and I can tell that when enough is enough, I can feel it. I can feel like something going on around my hips area. And I was talking to you about getting adjusted. You know, you got to see a chiropractor, you know, especially if you work out a lot and you're training a lot, you have to do that for your body as well. Get an adjuster, get a massage. All that stuff helps. You can't just work out and not take care of your joints and your body as well. All that stuff is an investment. You know, people want to look good for cheap, you know?
And, you know, looking good is a byproduct of all the hard work that you do. It shouldn't be the primary purpose. It's just one of the byproducts.
Yes.
You know, it's just one of the benefits of exercising and taking care of yourself and eating well and drinking enough water and going to see your doctor is that you look good is just a manifestation of that because you know you're caring for the temple that God has given you. You know, I have not seen any research that says that hip replacements are the cause of increased sex activity or the roughness in which you know whatever. Okay, so that there's no research behind that. Okay, but there's plenty of research behind our hips are deteriorating because we're getting older. And this is not only getting older, but because we're sitting more and we're not exercising. People are just not exercising. If you would rather take the escalator and the elevator than climb a flight of stairs, you know, you might have issues with being too sedentary. So it's just something we need to be conscious of, that we don't exercise, you know, just to look good, but we exercise to take care of the bodies that God has given us.
Yeah. Well, this was good stuff. Where can everybody follow you? Gina, did you have anything? I know we've been talking.
Well,
you, your hips
told
okay?
It wasn't from
Gina, you should be talking to me again. You were talking to me for a little while there.
I wasn't, but you know what? I'm talking to you now. I've been doing
okay,
right.
That's
I haven't
good.
Been eating any meat. I've been exercising. I've been walking.
Oh.
So, And my
I'm proud of you.
Thank goodness. Say that again.
I'm proud of you.
Okay, there we go.
She said she wanted to hear that one more time.
I am proud of you. Keep up the good work. So if anyone needs to get in contact with me, remember, just go to my website at www.thinkingcorrectly.com, or you can email me at ebrooks@thinkingcorrectly.com. I love you guys.
Oh, good. Yeah. We love you too, Elizabeth. Until next time, girl. I'll see you soon.
Okay.
All right, love
Bye-bye.
You.
Love
All
you.
Right,
Bye-bye.
We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back with what the trending tea is with Gina G.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and born into sin, transformed into destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle and born into sin, transformed into destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
What it is, everybody, it's your boy Country Wayne, Mr. Swag Right and Everything, and I'm on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right, my man. All right, so what's trending? You got the trending stuff?
I do. I'm just saying he got that right the first time.
Yeah. Yeah, he's good.
Oh, my goodness. All right, well, on some serious notes, I know I do a lot of social media trending tea, but we got some stuff going on in the world. We have the steel workers, because the steel mills are going to be up and running. They're hiring 300 steel workers. So if you are in the steel mill field, if that makes any sense, they are hiring 300 employees. Also, Facebook, you have to be careful with Facebook. You know, they are sharing your information, your data, with the Chinese tech company. So we have to be very careful what we put on Facebook. You know, they want to know about your marital status. It has your phone number, your email. Some people put their social security number. I mean, so there's a real big thing going on with Facebook right now, you guys. So I do want you to know just to be cautious about the things that you post, because they have access to everything, and they're sharing it. What you say?
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. That was...
Oh, okay. You like, what I put on Facebook? Because they are sharing your data with Chinese tech company. Also, oh my goodness, Bill Clinton, Lord, he is back in the news. I don't know why. I think it's because the hashtag MeToo movement. So he was just saying that he is very mad at himself for the Monica Lewinsky statement that he has made. Now, I don't know about you, but that was so long ago. I'm going to need the Clintons to stop trying to put themselves back on the map, because don't nobody care about Monica Lewinsky and what happened with you cheating on your wife when you was the president. So although, okay, big kudos to you finally admitting to it and, you know, apologizing. But the hashtag MeToo movement has moved forward. It has moved to Morgan Freeman. We have these reporters coming out saying that Morgan Freeman has said some inappropriate things, which if you watch him, he is not. There was a reporter for Access Hollywood who was doing an interview with him a few years back. She had on a very little dress. And he told her he doesn't understand how she does that every day. And so she said, what is it? He says, you know, she said, look this beautiful. He said, well, yes. I mean, he's like, you know, you got your legs out and everything's out, you know, and it's like, I got to pay attention, you know, and focus on looking at you in your eyes. And she took that in a wrong way, which she's like, well, America's grandfather, you know, the voice of God shouldn't be, you know, saying those things to me. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. When I'm around my grandfather, I'm not wearing a short dress. I'm just saying. Now, I'm not saying it's right or it's wrong, but come on, ladies. We are beautiful, and we do have that power to wear revealing clothes, and we get upset when someone says something about it when, I mean, your legs is out. So he's sitting right across from you. So I bet you it was a little uncomfortable to see you, you know, with short dress on, looking beautiful, and this man's trying to do an interview. So all I'm saying is I think in some cases, we're taking this hashtag Me Too a little far. I don't know. But some women, y'all just, they're stretching. I think they're stretching it now at this point. But there's a lot going on in social media. Of course, you know, we're going to say rest in peace once again to Kate Spade. We want to just say, again, we have a playoff game here in America with the same team that have been playing for the last 4 years, who I'm so tired of seeing. But Golden State and Cleveland, their game, I think it's game four today. No, I'm sorry, game three today will be in Cleveland. And here we go again, y'all. We'll see who's going to take it this year. Best 4 out of 7. But my son said that he's tired of seeing the same uniforms. He's done with the playoffs right now because it's the same two teams have been there for the last 4 years. LeBron James has been there 8 times in a row. So to tell me that LeBron James is not one of the greatest basketball players, I think the proof is in the pudding, that he is one of the greatest. So y'all got to leave him in that hairline alone and let LeBron live his best life. Because they talk about my man's hairline so much. Oh, my poor LeBron James. But to score 51 points in a game, you are a beast in the basketball world. So that's all the trending tea I have for now. It's so much going on in the social media world, but I really wanted to do this time, give you guys, you know, hard facts of what's going on, because we can get caught up in social media so much that we forget that there's a lot going on in the world. And I don't want you to be on Instagram and Facebook and a bomb drops. And you're like, well, I ain't even know. Well, you've got to get off of Instagram and Facebook for just 2 minutes and watch CNN. You'll get some hardcore world facts. So that's all the tea that I have today that I want to spill on you. Nothing too much going on besides drama.
Shout out to DC. They got, you know, we're got one more game away from winning the Caps, winning the Stanley Cup. This is a very exciting time. Yes, indeed. Detroit has always kicked butt and took everybody's cup every year for years. Great. They won, I think someone told me, 11 Stanley Cups in Detroit. The last time they won was in 2013. I don't know who won between now and then and now, but I know that D.C. is one game away and everybody's excited about it. So I think the game is tomorrow. So a lot of great events this week. You know, the game tonight, the basketball, like you said, LeBron and all the Cleveland and all of that, and Golden State, and then you got the Caps and the Warriors, I think they're playing. But anyway, it's been a great show. I thank you so much, Gina G, for your trinity. And what she say, always a hoot. Elizabeth Brooks, thank you so much. Something happened with that Thaddeus, I don't know what happened, but those that were listening for him, you got to catch it another time. I don't know, management, I have to tell me what happened, but definitely he had confirmed the show, but something did not go well with that. So I don't know. I hope everything is okay. But we'll get him on again soon. He'll make up for it. But those that are his fans, you know, just be on the lookout, because I know he's on tour and got a lot going on. I kind of wanted to wait until the very end to announce that I didn't want to believe that he wasn't going to be able to make it.
Right.
but so I was giving it some time, y'all. And we're at the end now. We're going to say goodbye. He did not make it. Yeah, Theotis Ely did not make it today. But he's a blues artist and well known, well popular around the nation. And he's got some recordings out that he's been doing. I think the last recording was 2013, but they are on tour right now. So I wanted to give some different spice to the show and bring on all kind of industry genre of music and artists on here. So we're gonna have some more authors come on. A lot of good stuff coming on. A couple of more poets. We got some good stuff coming on this summer. So just stay tuned. Some more comedy. We got all kind of stuff coming up. So just be on the lookout. Stay tuned in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, where me and Gina G gonna bring make your day, and anybody and everybody that's gonna be on with us, because you never know who's going to be joining us live right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Where can they follow you, Gina G?
You guys can follow me on Instagram at Gina G Too Funny. That's Gina G the number 2 funny. And on Facebook, Gina G T O O funny, because the Chinese already got my information. I ain't hiding nothing anyway. But you can follow me on Facebook. This weekend I will be doing I'll be in Pine Hills doing a church gig on Friday. And on Saturday I'll be in Fort Myers doing a not so church gig, but it's all for the name of the Lord. Follow me this weekend.
Well, you know where to go. You guys have been so instrumental in helping me with my Instagram. Please go on at Gina R. Prince and follow me on Instagram. Also, you can go on Dr. Gina's radio chat. I need help with that too, you guys, on that Facebook page where we're going to be posting all kind of stuff about Dr. Gina's radio chat. You got to stay connected and follow us all throughout the week. Prayerfully, you guys, you keep making the numbers go. The numbers go. We can expand the day. We can expand the days and make it more days. All right. Well, let's make that happen. Or more time. Maybe four hours on Wednesday, or maybe 3 days out of the week. But we need your help. Keep on telling people about it. We're over 500,000 now. I don't even know all avenues of you being able to listen to it. The archives through the bbsradio.com website. You can go on the podcast. It's everywhere and it's always running. So if you missed any shows, you always can go to our archive and check it out. And that's what you got to do. Stay connected. We love you guys so much for listening. Right, Gina?
That's right. We love you.
All right. Live healthy. Live whole. Keep living. Keep living. Live in your destiny and let God free you from everything that is trying to hold you bound. You are free. Whom the Son has set free is free indeed. So live. Live with me. If I can do it, you can too. Let's live together. I'm loving you, Dr. Gina. Until next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny.